Please stand for the reading of the Gospel from Matthew chapter 23, beginning with verse 1. And then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, so you must be careful to do everything they tell you. But do not do what they do, for they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them. Everything they do is done for people to see. They make their phylacteries wide and the tassels on their garments long. They love the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogues. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to be called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And do not call anyone on earth father, for you have one father, and he is in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. If the shoe fits,
wear it.
And really struggled with this sermon today, because as I was praying about it and reading it over and then writing it out, I was putting on a pair of shoes that fit really, really tight and were uncomfortable. It really hit close to home. Here, Matthew's warning everybody to beware of the Pharisees. He says that even though they sit in a position of authority in the church, you got to do what they tell you to do. Don't do what they do. Don't copy them, for they're not setting a good example because they are hypocrites. They do not practice what they preach. It's not the first time he talked about this, though. Back in Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 1, it says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." And then verse 16. Continue on, verse 5. "And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like the pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him." Now 16. "And when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." Don't be a hypocrite. Don't run around and say, "Look what I've done. Look how I blessed people. Look what I gave to them. Look what I put into the offering plate. Look at me. Wow." The Bible tells us that if you're going to boast, only boast in the Lord. Don't boast in anything else. Can't take credit for what we've done. It all comes from God. Don't be a hypocrite. And I know that we've all seen hypocrites at one time or another, haven't we? A lot of us, I know I've seen them in the mirror, but we've seen hypocrites. I'm sure that you have in person. You may be thinking of somebody right now. Certainly, if you haven't seen them in person, you've seen them on TV, especially on those religious shows where they get out there and start bragging and wearing all of the jewelry and, man. Now, I'm not saying all of them are hypocrites, but a lot of them are. There's no humility there. A lot of hypocrites in life. We become hypocrites in a lot of different ways, too. Sometimes we're asked to get involved in a project at church or in the community, and it's going to require our time and our energy, our money. And so we do it grudgingly, and we make sure everybody knows. I'm complaining and moaning and groaning about doing this. I'm doing it, but I'm doing it kicking and screaming. Well, that's being a hypocrite. Doing it for the wrong reasons. We come to church, we sit in the pew, we say some prayers, we sing some hymns, if we sing at all. We put some moolah in the plate. But when it comes time to move out of our comfort zone and get involved and dig deeper, we say, no way, Jose. Can you say hypocrite? United Methodist hymnal. When we join the church, which we had people do last week, we have some more people doing it in a couple weeks, we ask them these questions. Pretty standard in a lot of churches. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness? Do you reject the evil powers of this world? Do you repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? In other words, we don't sit back, but we go out and engage evil, and we fight it tooth and nail. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace? Do you trust God with everything that you have and everything that you are? And do you promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. And people say, I do. We baptize them, we make them members, and then we don't see them again. Can we say hypocrites? People who say they will do one thing and do the other. People who come in and get involved and do and they give and they brag about it. Look what I've done. Hypocrites. But you know what? If the shoe fits, wear it. Boy, and it can get mighty, mighty uncomfortable. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 31 says, therefore, as it is written, let those who boast, boast in the Lord. Malachi chapter 3. It's the last book in the Old Testament, right before Matthew. Malachi chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. God says, will a man rob God? And yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. The food in God's house is all that spiritual food, all the ministry that we do, the way we take care of people and help people in the community. And we're supposed to bring the whole tithe into the church to do that. My mom, and I said this before, that my mom, you know, she's a good Christian lady. I mean, she just loved church and loved to pray and Bible study every day. And we used to sit around and talk Jesus till my dad went nuts, you know. But my mom, she always felt that part of her tithe could go to help her children or go to help somebody in the community or a friend or some other charity. And then one day, some fellow came and gave a teaching at the church about the tithe. And the tithe is to go into the storehouse. The storehouse is wherever you're getting fed. That's your church. And your whole tithe, whatever that may be, whatever you decide you want to give with a cheerful heart, that comes into the church so that together the church can put it all together and we can take care of this charity or that charity. We can get more done together than we can if everybody gives it to where they want to give it. Instead, we can get a lot done by pulling together. And mom said, yeah, she goes, that makes sense. So money that she gives to help other people, that's her gifts and offerings. But the tithe comes into the storehouse. And then God says in Malachi, he says, test me in this. Test me in this, the Lord Almighty says, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have enough room for it. When we truly trust God with everything we have, God pours it back onto us more than we gave to him in the first place. But God, forgive us because we are hypocrites. Ananias and Sapphira, Acts chapter 5. You know, in the beginning of Acts, we have the new church. Jesus was resurrected. He appeared unto all these people, and he ascended into heaven. And the disciples got together, and they waited for power from on high, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they began preaching and teaching and doing miracles. And it says that the church, they broke bread together, they fellowshiped together every day, and they met together, and they studied the scriptures, and they talked about what Jesus said and did, and they took care of each other. And it said that nobody in church had any need because everybody threw all their money into the same pot. And they brought their property and they gave it to the church and they sold it and they gave money to everybody so that nobody was in any kind of trouble. And the church grew by thousands every day. People were baptized and became members. Grew in leaps and bounds. And Ananias and Sapphira, they sold some of their property. And they brought the money to the disciples, and they didn't bring it all, though. They just brought some of it. And they told the disciples, here's all the money we got for selling that property. We're giving it to you. See how good we are? Well, Ananias came by himself, and when he gave the money to the disciples said, why are you lying to us? God said you're lying to us. You had every right to come in here and say, here's some of the money, but you didn't. You came in and said, here's all the money, and yet you kept some of that money for yourself. You were being a hypocrite, and you lied to God. And Ananias fell down dead at their feet. 3 hours later, his wife, Sapphira, comes in, and she told the disciples the same thing. Here's the money from the sale of the property. Here's all the money. And they said, your husband was just in here. We know the truth. You're lying. And she fell dead at their feet. Now, I'm not saying you're going to die if you don't put money in the offering plate. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying there's hypocrites. God knows the truth. We can't mock God. He will not be mocked. We will reap what we sow. And Jesus is saying, don't be a hypocrite. Our church building is absolutely beautiful. Gorgeous inside and out. It is one of the finest looking churches for miles around. Does our building make us holy? No, it doesn't. Does our building prevent us from being hypocrites? Nope, doesn't. It's what we do in the name of Jesus that counts. It's the outreach, the evangelism, the spreading of the gospel is all that matters. When we boast about the building, we are not boasting about God. We've got to give God the honor and the glory and the praise. So when we boast, let's boast in the Lord. God, help us to use what we have here and at home for your honor and glory and praise. James chapter 1 verse 22 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Don't just listen to the word, but do what it says. I mean, you can go home and have roast preacher for lunch all you want, but don't ignore the word of God. Don't be a hypocrite. And always remember to own up to it too. Because if the shoe fits, wear it. So do we brag? Do we moan and groan? Are we full of pride? Do we withhold the blessings that God has given us? As we read in our opening scripture, Matthew 23:12 says, "For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." God, forgive us for being hypocrites. Pour out your Spirit upon us and use us and all that we have for your honor and glory and praise. We repent of our hypocrisy. In Jesus' name, amen. God loves you, and so do I.